Are you worried about another big COVID wave like the one we saw with the Delta variant?
So we are already in a big wave right now. Even if we do not take the Omicron into consideration, we are already in a big wave. And to be frank enough, I was not expecting us, myself, in this situation 6 months back or a year back or even a couple months back. I was hoping that, you know, with the vaccinations, with boosters, with children vaccinations approved, we will be in a much better position this holiday season than we were last year. But that has not been the case. We are experiencing, you know, on average daily cases between 100 to 200 cases in the community, which is almost the peak of cases per day throughout the entire pandemic. I know Omicron is a concern for a lot of people because of what it's in the news, but I'm also concerned about the current wave that we are in right now. And it seems like a lot of this current wave, which started right after Halloween, has not slowed down. And there are multiple factors for that.
What are some of those factors?
So few of the things that I think one is that the COVID fatigue, right? It's been going on for about 18 months. People are tired. So the masking compliance is not as good as it used to be. The social distancing component of it is not as good as it used to be. People are gathering a lot more than they used to in the past. So that's one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is that we still have, I don't know, 60, maybe 70,000 people in this community who are not vaccinated. You know, I mean, percentage-wise, we are doing a great job among the vaccinated. But if you look at raw numbers, there is still, you know, tens of thousands of people who are not vaccinated. And when they are coming in contact with the virus, they're getting exposed and then they're getting sick. And the third thing is the booster uptake. The booster uptake, we were hoping that by now, the booster uptake will be as good as our primary vaccine uptake, but we have seen a lag in that as well. And we also know that 6 months after your primary series, your immune response is very low, which makes you much more susceptible to getting infected. And that's what we are seeing right now. A lot of breakthrough cases, much higher than what we were seeing 4 or 5 months back. And still a lot of people who are unvaccinated, especially in school-age kids, under 12, we are seeing a lot of that. And then spilling out from the schools into the households.
As you've mentioned, we are experiencing a wave in Champaign County right now. The number of county residents who are hospitalized with COVID is higher than it's been in almost a year. At least 6 people have died in the county just in the last couple weeks due to COVID. How are hospitals handling this?
It is very concerning for us. It is very concerning for the healthcare system. I know for a fact that the hospitals are full. They are at their peak capacity for total hospitalizations and for COVID hospitalizations as well, including ICUs. And they tell me, you know, my partners in the hospital tell me that they are seeing people who are younger than what we saw in the earlier wave last year. So the individuals are younger and sicker as well. Again, we know more than 85% of all the people that are hospitalized are unvaccinated.
You know, a lot of people are gearing up to travel for the holidays, myself included. I'm lucky enough to have access to the university's COVID testing before I get on a plane. But for other members of the community who don't have that same access, what is your advice for holiday travel?
Right. So I'll tell you that I'm also traveling for the holidays, taking an international flight myself. And I am not part of the University of Illinois. So I actually had to go this morning to one of the community-based testing sites. You know, we are very lucky in this community that we have multiple testing sites that are available with very quick turnaround time for the results as well. The saliva-based testing for the community, which is offered at Parkland College, which is offered on campus at CIRCE, and also at the YMCA in Southwest Champaign. These are the three saliva-based community sites that are available, plus the community-based testing site at the Marketplace Mall, which is a nasal test, is also available. So these are the four that are open to all, no insurance required, no fees required, and the results are pretty quick as well. In addition, there are also pharmacies that are offering rapid and regular PCR testing as drive-throughs. So you can check out even those. So testing is not a concern in our community. And just like I said, I was required to test because I'm traveling international. But even if you're not traveling international, my recommendation is if you are traveling, get tested, because that's peace of mind for you and for the people you're going to meet.
I heard from a colleague in the newsroom that rapid tests have been difficult to find at pharmacies these days. Do you have advice or ideas for people who are looking for those rapid tests before traveling?
You know, we have heard the same thing. This shortage is not just here. It's a national shortage. But, you know, keep checking with pharmacies. You know, I know places like Costco and Sam's and the pharmacies, they get it. I know they get sold off pretty quickly as well. And then if you're not able to get it, like I said, most of the places in our community do offer pretty quick turnaround time with the test we already have available for free.